Yeah, and Tanhosim. So we had a Mishnah Machlekes. We had a Machlekes in the Mishnah between a second Machlekes, Chonon and Bonav of the Kohenim, the Kohenim Dalim. It's a case where a man went overseas and somebody went and offered his wife, lent his wife money so that she should be able to support herself. And then when the husband comes, the man claims the husband. So Chonon says, no, too bad. As the Beit Chazaka said, that what? He niach ma'oisav al keren hatzvi. He put his money on the horn of a fafal. And the B'nai Kohen Gedolim said, no, he has to repay. Tanan Hosam, we learned over there, what's the svara? Why are you potter from paying? We have a rule, if I go into your field without your permission and I invest in your field and I make it worth more money, you have to pay me back. Either the shvach or the hitzah, whichever is less, but you got to pay it back. I just saved you paying back your loan. What's the logic? This man just saved her. So Taisa says that there the shvach you can see. When I invested money, you can see what my investment is. Here, what I did was a grumma. You can't see what I did. Just that the guy won't come to collect bother you anymore. So what I did was I did a grumma, and therefore you don't have to pay. And we'll talk about a bit more about it soon. Something about it. We learned over there. Hamudir ano mechaveiroi. What happens? Or hamudir ano mechaveiroi. Shimon says, Reuben, I don't want you to have any benefit from me at all. I have nothing to do with you. Shikla, shikla. Yet Shimon, the one who made that neder, is able to pay off the machzis hashekel of Reuben. Lachay Reuben is benefiting. We'll soon see why. I can pay Reuben's chayves, and it's not like Reuben's getting any benefit from Shimon. Lachay, he owes the money to Shimon, and Shimon's not going to ask him for it. Shimon's meichelim, so he's getting a benefit. No, he's not getting any benefit. If I find an arvah to Reuben, I can give it back. The Gemara explains. Oh, 1 second. If there's a reward for the time that he expend to find the object, then tipul hanor lehegdish. I'm not going to have any benefit from you, so this char goes to tzedakah. Why is it that Shimon, the one who made the nether, is able to pay off the guy shekel, and you're not getting any benefit? Because mitzvah kavid, because really, you giving machzah shekel is only a mitzvah. If you don't give machzah shekel, you still have a share in all the kabbalas. So you didn't really benefit at all from my giving you machzah shekel. Even if you never gave machzah shekel, you're no worse off because you still have a chelik in all the kabbalas. How do I know that? Itnan. We learned in the Mishnah that the Beis HaMikdash knows that you sent money to the Beis HaMikdash, never got there, you got laws, they can get Truma set aside for you and say, hey, we have you in mind, or it was already collected, but then a reach here, or something that maybe one day will collect, but right now you never gave anything. In all of these cases, you're included in the carbon. Why can I return to your object? It's your object. You're having enough of me. Mitzvah, I'm not doing it. Mitzvah, I'm not doing it for your hana. I'm doing it for the mitzvah. How can he pay off Reuven, the Muda's loan? I just removed the loan from you. You owe me the money right now. And because you owe me the money right now, and I'm moichel you, so you are benefiting from me. How can you do that? Rashi. I can give on your behalf a shekel of your chayvel. Pay off your loan. Why don't you give it back to you? The money goes to the each other. Mitzvah kavi claim mitzvah ba'alma kavi. I'm doing a mitzvah. Now we learn terminus alishcha bishalosh kupis. We separated alishcha in three kupis. Allah ovid avid mishalosh shikli. Avid feel sent and you lost it. Allah govi shadain legi legan never reached her. Allah lig boys feel like nigba lachem mekan. Even they never collected. Yes, like chelik betrume. You have a chelik uve kabbonis. And there's a chitzimitz. You didn't do your mitzvah. Nimtzes chara mitzal anoisim. So therefore, all he did was a mitzvah, nothing. Mishetash le'marvicha, he profited him, l'cheda, he profited, says the Gemara. So how can I pay off, how can Shimon pay off Reuven's loans? L'cheda, Reuven owes money out to Shimon. And Shimon says, don't worry about it. So l'cheda, Reuven is benefiting from Shimon. And Shimon made a promise, I don't want you to have any benefit from me. The only way to explain this is Chana. Because what did Chana say when the woman borrowed money? What did Chana say when the woman borrowed money? That the husband doesn't have to pay. So over here also, when this guy paid off the loan, it's not pshat that really you owe the money out to this guy and this guy's moichel. You don't owe him the money. Just like Chana said, you don't owe him the money. So therefore you have no benefit. You have no benefit. I lechayda, you do have a benefit. You don't have to pay your lender ever the money. That's on, I'm only a grama, and a grama is nothing. Yeah. Rabbeinu Tam Shittin, his whole gemara here is that Chanan's din is not by every loan. It's only limited to the case of a wife. And why the case of a wife? In the case of a normal loan, there's a fixed amount that you owe the money. And if this guy didn't pay the money, I don't have to pay the money. So of course I'm benefiting from it. What if I'm not? It's not a grama. It's mamash like direct. By a case of a wife, if she cannot borrow the money, she's going to make the $10 that she has in her bank account work for 3 months. If she can get the money and live $10 a day, she would. So therefore, in the case of there, the husband can argue, why should I pay the loan? If you wouldn't have given the loan, she could have managed. It could have managed. It would have been difficult, but she would have managed. But now that you gave her the money, why should I pay? But a normal loan where the loan's already fixed, and then this guy goes and pays off somebody's loan, of course you should pay me because I just eliminated your debt. Anyway, so it didn't benefit. It sounded like you're meichel me because you don't know the guy paid off the loan. You don't have any money. Rashi, if you fed the wife of your friend, the husband should pay. Ibid meisi lost the money. I paid your loan off. Shalom, pay me. Every single loan of amal chaveda, you paid zelay amal lehilveni. And you never told me to lend. Ain't a chayv leklum. You don't have to pay me at all. The kiva and the ilu part of shem havoah lav havoi. And since I've already paid havoah, it's not like I lent you the money. You don't owe me the money. Ki part of shem mechil la midiyavlas. If I'm meichel, you don't have to pay me. It doesn't mean anything because you wouldn't have owed me the money anyway. Even if I would have been meichel you, you wouldn't have to pay me back. If I paid off your loan according to Chanan, you don't have to pay me back. So you don't need my mechila.
Even the hanor which he enjoys.
That's grama, and grama therefore is nothing. That's one opinion. Says comes on the Rav. Rav says no. I feel the tamer rabbanon hocha my skin and shalava. When this guy borrowed the money, amenashalei lefroya. When he borrowed the money, really you have to pay. If I would have gone and paid off your loan, you would have to pay me. But lechatchila, when I paid off your loan, I said that you don't have to pay me. So it wasn't you owe me money and then I was meichel. You never owed me in the first place. And therefore, what happened? Why know the money for the play? What happened was that the original borrower, Reuven, when he borrowed from Yankel the money, he made up with Yankel, this loan is a forever loan. If you want to have money, I'll pay you. If I don't, I don't have to. So you didn't do me any favors when you paid off my loan. Because if I didn't have the money, I wouldn't have to pay him. Rashi. If you pay off my loan, I have to pay it back. Even though I never told you to lend it for me. Any loan, I have to pay it back. If you have to be meichel me, it's tackle to be awesome. When the original guy borrowed the money, I'm a national. I'll pay what I want. And the lender can't put any pressure because we made up that, you know, it's one of the forever loans. So what did you give me? Says Gemara, I don't like this pshat. Why not? It says Gemara, I understand. Isn't it better to learn that this din works out according to the Rabban as well? I'm not sure the Gemara is saying it because in the Mishnah we pass in halach is like not like the Chachamim. Halach is actually like Chanan. So why is Gemara happy that the Rabba learns? Like the Rabbanon, when the Mishnah clearly says the halacha is like Chanan. In fact, the Gemara should say the other way around. The Bishleim is the one that says Chanan because that's the halacha. Why does Rabbi say the other way? So I don't understand the Gemara here. Anyway, Om Lachaveshia, Nihi, the Hanor, Lesle, true, there's no Hanor, you paid up my loan, I never had to pay it. Or because Suvimilas, he did save me shame. Because I know every time he looks at me, I'm always suspicious that he's waiting for his money. Every time he sees me buying a pizza, and you think, oh, what are you buying over here? It's my guilt. So you feel uncomfortable. But now that he paid off my loan, even though I didn't have to really pay it now, I can pay whenever I want to, he removed my shame. So maybe there is some kind of a benefit here. And that's why he didn't want to answer like Robert here. Why should he want to answer like Robert? Suva me, Leslie. Also, Nami Isle Hanobi, he had no Mixle, he has a no because he saved that chain. Mishnah. Ad, now, we also said there was 7 machlakes in Admin. Admin said, Shiva, that's 7 dinim. Number one. Misha May, somebody dies. Vihiniach, Bonnie Mubonnet, he left behind sons and daughters. Bizman, Shana Chosim Merubin is a big estate. Who yashes the sons yashin? So the sons yashin, they have to pay a stipend to the daughters for food. Habonim Yoshim, Habonus Nizainus, and the girls get some kind of a stipend. But if nechasim uwatim, there's not enough to cover everything, so if there's only a few assets, habanas yezainu, the girls, they get fed. But habanim yachzar, the girls get fed till they're 12 years old. And the banim yachzar al psachim, and the sons are the ones that have to go either get a job or go shnor. Adman oim, it comes along, Adman, and says to chachamim, b'shvil shani zochar hifsadati. The boys can say, just because I'm a male, therefore I should be worse off, I should go snoring. I like what Amnon said. What kind of tiny is that the boys will say, because I'm a boy? What do you mean by that? My comment, what did he mean? As if to say, because I'm a boy, I'm worse off? I should be better off. Amnon, Rabbi says, this is what the tiny is. Because I'm a boy and I'm superior to a girl. Why am I superior? Because I have a mitzvah to sit in yeshiva and learn Torah. Girls can go get a job. Boys have a mitzvah to sit and learn Torah. He sadded you. You penalize me and you make me go schnarr. Is that right? Yeah. Tesis already asked the question. The Gemara clearly said before that, in fact, yes, that's exactly right. That the boys who learn Torah deserve more money, so they can sit and learn Torah. Why is that a rhetorical question when it's a fact? It's actually a fact. So Tesis said the difference is when you want to give Yerusha whatever, you give more to the boys who learn Torah. But here we're talking about a question of Yerusha, no Yerusha at all, because the girls need to get fed. L'chayde, just because the boys learn Torah, therefore the girls shouldn't get fed. Okay. Or Tesis said we're talking about kids already grown up. It's time for them to get out in the world and get a job. Interesting. The last part of Tesis is very interesting. Tesis says, Yesh Mefarshim. The Hocha Mighty Bebonim, Tesis Amar Rava. The Hocha Mighty Bebonim Gdailim, big boys. And they have grown ups. And therefore, they can't sit and learn the rest of their life in Koyl. They got to go out and get a job. Well, the Hochi Parich Manda Asi, because they're only tied, therefore, what? He can no longer go collect the doors and get a job. Abel, when we learned before, mitzvah lozen sabani, and the mitzvah is to take care of the kids, bebonim tani mighty, younger ones, shum the kulamayim, lasa potato. What should a young boy do? He should be yeshiva learning. Isn't that interesting, Tesis? There's a certain time in life you got to get out of koil and go and become a malamed or clay kadish or something, contribute back to society. The Rebbe writes in a letter, you shouldn't be in koil more than 2 years. It's not our way. Unless you're becoming a Rav, you're specialized in something, then you need to learn koil. Otherwise, you can't sit in koil the rest of your life. It's not, what are you contributing to the world? Mishnah. Hatoyin is chavede. If somebody demands from his friend, now before we learn this Mishnah, there's a thing called Maida and Mixus, which is if you ask me for $100 and I'm Maida to 50, then I have to swear that I don't owe you the rest. If you ask me for wheat and I'm Maida and barley, if you ask me, I lent you $100 a week, and I said you borrowed $50 worth of barley. What you ask me, I said zero, and I'm waiting. You never asked me. So Rabbi Gamliel says you're still chai because made the mixes, and the Chacham is saying not chai, it's only made the mixes. You ask me one thing, I'm denying it completely, and I'm made of something else. Here's another question. A different item. Oh yeah, but so the point is a different item, not what you asked me for. You asked me for gold. I talked with you about silver. Says the Mishnah, Hatoyin as Chaveda, you claim for me Kadesh Shemen, oil, barrels of oil. So really, what are you claiming for me? You said you lent me 10 barrels of oil. So what you're really claiming for me is two things, barrels and oil. I was made in barrels. So here's a different case. You asked me for wheat and barley, and I'm made in the wheat and not in the barley. Is that called made in mixes, or do we look at it as two different claims? Do we look at it as that you asked me for wheat and another claim for barley? I'm made on the barley. I deny the wheat. It's two different claims, and therefore it's a kaifer hakurl on one and a moida bekula on the other one. Or do we say it's one claim? In other words, when we look at a claim, do we look at the value of what it represents, or do we look at exactly what you say? So you shall chayde hoyde bekankani ma moida in the barrels. Admanaymer hoyil va hoyde be mixa tain. It's one claim. A moida mixa yishol. I got to swear. The chachamim ain hoyda mixa mina tain. Chacham say it's not one claim. It's two claims: oil and barrels. And I'm not moida on the oil at all. I like what I'm. It's a moida mixes. Shmami no the rabbon. It seems the rabbon who said that you potter. Tarnu chitnes. I asked for wheat and barley. But how did I moida in the barley? It's not called moida in mixes. Two separate claims. Potter. It's not moida mixes. We potter. Leim to have it to yufta the rab nachem shmol. This is actually machlek is amaroyim. When not like the case of tarnu bechitin behoida beseidin. Here it's tarnu chitin visa eidin. And I'm made in one of them, and according to Rav Nachman, it's not called made in mixes. Sorry, Nachman of Shmuel says that it is moid the mixes. The Chacham Klal says not. Don't Nachman of Shmuel. Torn the chitin beside the moid lebechman. Chai v'chai is moid the mixes. Amar Avinu Marav betoyin amida. I'm not asking you for over here. It's not talking about the case. I'm asking you oil and the barrels. I'm only asking you for the oil. I'm saying how much oil did I lend you? Oil that you can fill 10 barrels with. But I never claimed from you barrels because I never gave you barrels. I put it in a vat. I gave it exactly 10 barrels worth. That kind of a measurement. So, and when you're made to me in barrels, it's not your made of mixes. You're talking about cheese, and you're talking to me about meat. Two different things. This is more the case of Torah of Chitin v'Hoyd B'Soyin. Very much Yochim. So my time with Admin. Ebazei, what's the svar of Admin? Even though the Gemara could have answered, this is follows Rav Gamliel. Torah of Chitin v'Soyin Yechayiv. But the Gemara seems to learn that no one agrees on Gamliel. So what's the atmosphere that you're made in mixes? I'm asking you for oil and you're talking to me about barrels. Why are you made in mixes? Everyone holds. We're arguing about the wording, what he meant with his taina. Everyone agrees. If I said, I fill you 10 barrels, mole asada kadeshem, 10 barrel fulls of oil I filled, yes, baruch, I gave you in your boir. If I say the value or the measurement of 10 barrels of oil is what I put into your vat, yeah. Then shemen ketoyin like kankani like ketoyin. It's clear. All I'm asking is for oil in that barrel. So if you're made to barrels, you're not a made to mixes. If I, on the other hand, if I say asara kade shemen leim, I say clearly those words. I enunciate 10 barrels full of oil. Yeshli yatzcha sitting by you. So what am I clearly saying? I have 10 barrels by you. I have 10 barrels of oil. Shemen the kankani toyin. I'm asking for both. Keep pleading. Machleik is hechadom. I said to him asara kade shemen. I have 10 barrels of oil. He said, I have 10 barrels of oil. He didn't say 10 full barrels of oil. He just said, Asara Kadishem, 10 barrels of oil. What did he mean with those words? Admon, I'm a yesh beloshon hazeh.
10 oil barrels. Yeah. Are they barrels of oil or are they oil barrels?
You can always ask him, what did you mean?
Why is it? Why aren't we asking? Because why does the Mishnah change its lashon in the middle? We make a whole big matzias out of it in Namani Zakad.
Because
the inference is the one is
kankan is
kankan is
in
bottles.
Al kankan usually means there's something in there. Kankan are usually smaller and kadim are usually bigger.
So
we know a chavis is big. Once I remember, beginning of
maniach.
I know, but it says the Gemara asks what's between a chavis and a kad. Beginning of maniach. So a chavis is big, a kad is small. Kankan is really the same thing as a kad. It's the same thing, just a different way of saying it.
Over there, we come up with some fetch to answer that in the seaside towns.
That's right, exactly. It's the same thing. Admon Oimer Yesh Beloshen Hazeh. When you said the words Kadesh Shemen, what did you mean? Loshen Kankanim. You meant the Kadim and the Shemen. Therefore, you're claiming both, and I'm made the mixes. Rabban Savri Ain Beloshen Hazeh Loshen Kankanim. When I say I saw the Kadesh Shemen, I meant the oil.
So Kankanim is a reference to the container.
Yeah. What I meant was oil. We can ask you now, but maybe you got smarter and you're asking for more. That's all. El time was with more than not more like forget. The only reason why they're arguing is how do we understand his wording? The aim loshen zel loshen kakanim. How yet was loshen kakanim? But had takim men kakanim. No machlekes. Chayiv. Everyone agrees. If I ask you for both and you're made to one, you're made to mixes. In the lema tiyavik tuv zav chibarab. But this should be then a question. Chibarab. Who argues of nachlam shmul? He said that this is not made to mixes. Don't chibarab. But tonu chitin visa oidin. Vahoydulei beechem butted. He holds the two separate tainus. The question is, when I ask if a chitin v'sa'idim, is it one tiny look at the value, the dollar denomination, or is it two separate tainis? And the B'chi Bar Abba says two separate tainis, and therefore it's not a major mixes. No akasha of the Mishnah here. I'm not sure why it's akasha. He'll learn pshat in the Mishnah, like the first way he wanted to learn. Omer Zir Barashi, Nase, you know why? Over here it's different. Nase kemisha tonu rimen b'klipase. Chitin v'sa'idim are two distinct things. Chitin is chitin v'sa'idim, v'sa'idim says b'chi are two separate claims. Just because he put it in one sentence doesn't make it one claim. It's two separate claims. If I'm made in one, I'm not a made in mixes. Here, when I'm saying a barrel of oil, the barrel is needed for the oil. It's like a glove on a hand. The oil and the barrel come together. It's like a pomegranate with its peel. It's not, if I ask you for the pomegranate peel, I'm asking you for two claims. It's one claim. A barrel with oil is one claim. Nase kemisha tonu rimen b'klipase. It's one claim. What are you talking about? You can't have a pomegranate without the cover. It'll rot in 2 seconds. You have to put oil in the barrel. You put oil in the vat. You can put oil in other places, not in the jugs. So why is it one claim? The guy said, I have 10 barrels of oil by you. And the other guy said, this is what happened. Oil babamaisis. Okay, so according to Chibar Abba, it's not a Maida B'Mixis. It's not a Maida B'Mixis because it's two separate claims. But then he continued. Kan Kanim, and the jugs you're asking about, Nami, you asked me for 10. Chamish Isla, Chamish Leslach. Within the second Taina, I'm Maida B'Mixis. So now that I'm Maida B'Mixis in one Taina, does it drag along? So Chibar Abba said, I might be Maida that this Galgulin Shua drags along also the part of the other Taina. Adonaima, Yesh B'Loshin Azel, Loshin Kakanim, Umi, Gudim, Mikishtaba, Kankanim, Mishtaba, Name, Hashemin. The Gilgul rolls on. But Abon Savi, Ebos Loshin Kakanim, Mashaton, Lohid, Mashaton, I'm not talking about the same thing. Mishnah. Okay, we'll stop here, Reyes, that's a new Gemara.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.